All right, Chavra, let's go. I just got on. So we learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas adir chaver chaim shenari as well as a schus ben ilan neshama for Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. Those be a schus for fushleim of chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka chaim dobe menarachol chaim alei b'shein derachol abadati ben peril. Those is schus for all those in the makam sakana Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing at the bottom of page 481. We are talking about dibur. We're talking about things that a person. Now, on the positive side, things that a person should be careful with dibur to do, these are positive. These are ways of fulfilling mitzvahs with your dibur. So he continues. He says, mitzvah ladun ulahayreis. There's a mitzvah to be dan, to be a judge, and ulahayreis, to teach. Ulahidiya and to teach people God's decrees and God's teachings, basically to spread Torah. That's a big mitzvah that you do with your dibur. Lahatzil ashok miyad oishkai. And to use it to save someone who's being cheated, meaning to call out a cheater. To admonish, protest against people who perpetrate averus whenever one is able to, whether he does it softly or harshly. Now, I will tell you, I'll tell you more as an anecdote, anecdotally, that I've got always quoting it from, but David Lichtenstein, who does headlines, I have to find the source for this because it's really eye-opening. He always, a lot of times he takes up topics of like abuse in the community, or now he's dealing with the people that are with the Ponzi schemes and how people try to like, why do you have to publicize it, right? Why do you have to keep it quiet? Okay, the Rabbanim are dealing with it. Why do you have to publicize? Why do you have to out? And I forgot who he quoted from, but he quoted from a very recent Achrayim who said very strongly, and it's someone I wish I could remember who, but it was someone popular who says that the biggest avla, even more than Lashon Hara, is people that because of Lashon Hara don't help out other people that are being cheated and other people that are being taken advantage of. He says it's a bigger problem and it's a bigger avla than the speaking of the Lashon Hara. And in other words, when you're weighing, should you speak out, should you not speak out? He's basically saying that you should weigh on the side of speaking out because maybe you're, what are you worried about? In other words, if someone cheated and you're worried, well, maybe it's going to hurt his parnasa. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not doing it for the right reasons and you're mesupik, you should weigh on the side of helping out and protecting other people from being taken advantage of than being worried about the sin of Lashon Hara. It's very strong. And it resonated with me, but that's the idea of using your dibur and not just saying, it's not my business. When I was on the train and during COVID, and so there weren't a lot of people on the train. So there were the couple of ethnic individuals, we will call them, who started up with me. They for whatever reason, they wanted me out of the car that they were in. So they started coughing on me. Fine, I moved to the other train. I moved to the next car. When they left at their stop, so one of them takes a soda bottle that he was drinking. And he literally bombs it at my head. And I moved over a little bit and it smacked right behind me. And I'm looking around. There are six people on the train. And all of them are like, I didn't see nothing. That's exactly what we're talking about is not the appropriate way to act, is to speak out when you see something wrong. It's a mitzvah to discuss with a Talmid Chacham in a court setting, which means that if there's a din Torah, there's a mitzvah to go have a back and forth with a Talmid Chacham to get to the MS. Similarly, to open a discussion with his friend if his friend wronged him, so he won't come to bear a grudge and harbor hatred. Meaning that a person, you if someone wronged you, you should confront them. You shouldn't keep it to yourself. You should say to him, why did you do this? And basically, you'll talk it out and you'll resolve it. Now, if it's the type of thing where let's say, I don't know, let's say somebody by a kiddush accidentally spilled something on you and it was a mistake, but you're very annoyed about it. But at the end of the day, there's nothing for the guy he could have done differently. It was not his fault. So then that could be something where you have to, you have to work on yourself to get it out of your system. Don't be angry at the guy. But let's say someone Taka did. Someone made an insensitive comment and he's an oblivious guy, but it was wrong of him. He did Taka did something wrong. Instead of you keeping it to yourself and say, why should I speak to him? It's his problem, not mine. And you walk around with this animosity and hatred in you. The proper thing to do is to actually approach the person in a private manner, but express it and say it was very hurtful what you did, and here is why it's hurtful. And maybe today you didn't realize it bothers me, but tomorrow it's going to bother someone else, and you should address it. And obviously, if the guy is a seichel-dick person, he will be makabel. He might not like the fact that you approached him. He might tell you know, his first reaction might be you're too sensitive. But at the end of the day, if he's a reasonable guy, he'll understand it and it will create shalom. What if it's the type of guy where he's a bulvan and it's not going to matter? And he says, "Don't give taychacha to a letz because he'll come to hate you. If he's a strong-minded and difficult individual, who's not going to accept your words, then don't rebuke him." Right? So you're thinking to yourself, okay, don't such a guy. Was a nice farf, so such a guy I could hate. No. What he's saying is, you're right, your tachach is not going to work, so get it out of your heart and just be Michael the person. But if he sees that this is not a one-time incident, but this is ongoing behavior, and that the person is going to continue down this path, and certainly if he's doing it to other people, you have to speak up. You start out doing it privately and softly. But if he doesn't listen, to the point of hitting him, right? Even if it's not going to matter, because at least you weren't silent. And this is a big thing with the Rabbanim, that a lot of times they don't speak on things that maybe they feel that they will, that they feel strongly is incorrect. But that they don't, and I'm not here putting all Rabbanim into. I'm saying this is a problem that people see. I don't want Chas V'Shalom come across that I'm saying Lashon Hara about the Rabbanim. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that you have a Rav that says, well, no one's going to listen to me anyway because I'm a Das Yachid. That's not necessarily a reason to exempt you, right? We're saying here that even if it's not going to be Mekayim, but you have a Chiyuv to not be silent and to speak out. And again, it has to be done with Das Torah. It doesn't mean every situation now all of a sudden you become a Kanoi and you speak out. That's also not the right approach. But it doesn't just exempt you just because of the fact that people are not going to listen to you. And that's not a reason why you suddenly close your mouth. So it's a very, very difficult situation. And every situation needs to be carefully analyzed to see what the proper approach is. But just to say that because people are not going to accept it, therefore I'm not going to speak out, is not necessarily visa nikiyah me Hashem umi Yisrael. That may not be the right approach because sometimes the lesson is that other people see that it's not something you condone, right? And sometimes that's the lesson. Lesson is not even for the guy you're speaking about, but it's to everyone else who will learn a lesson from it to show them that I'm not okay with this behavior. And even though my words to him are not going to matter, but I need everyone else to see that I'm not okay with this kind of behavior. All right, let's table it here. We'll continue with other types of dibur that are mitzvahs, mitzvah Shem tomorrow.